Here we go. We've got 5 minutes. We're going to fill it with good stuff. Let's talk first off about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, unlike any other publication, they have comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture. From horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're a cattleman's publication, no exception. Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value that type of information. Go to tsln.com to subscribe.
We want to invite you to visit us right here in the Valentine area. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board has a website to help you plan a little getaway. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do. River trips, lake trips, waterfall tours, bird watching, hunting, fishing. Well, lots of outdoor activities and great motels, great restaurants, all to accommodate your stay. And don't forget superb golfing as well. Visit valentine.com.
Let's talk about Girl Scouts. Well, no, in particular, Girl Scout cookies. This is called An Ode to Girl Scout Cookies.
Love them Thin Mints.
Oh, I know it. Betsy Horvath. You know, I know there's other kind of cookies, but I never try them because...
There's Caramel Delights.
Yeah, and you're right.
Yeah, there's...
See, I can't even tell you.
That's all I know.
Yeah. There's Thin Mints. I know that.
Those are my favorites. Okay. Yeah.
To me, she has the same opinion. To me, Thin Mints were simply keen. I'd sniff the packets and start to dream. Oh, the Caramel Delights are sweet and chewy. One look at them, and I'd go gooey. Peanut butter patties with chocolate and nuts. For them, I'd spend $100. Then came the sandwiches, also of peanut butter. While eating them, there was no other. Thanks a lot, shortbread, lemonade iced, and don't forget shout-outs. Jeez, they're nice. No more Girl Scout cookies. Will I ingest? Eat them before me, and I'll smell your breath. Now, with that warning, enjoy the season, and enjoy your cookies within reason. I don't think Girl Scout cookie season is until after Christmas. But
I think it's a springtime, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think it's winter.
Any
Seems
worse.
Like those little Girl Scouts rise out in the cold.
Some places you can get them year-round, I think.
You're right.
Here's a case of mistaken identity by, I don't know. I can't tell you who wrote this one. But it seems that this man goes into a bar, so you know it's not true. The bartender said to the guy, "What can I get for you?" "Make it a Crown Royal," said the man, who promptly throws it down in one gulp. "That'll be $3," said the bartender. "Says you," said the man. "You offered to get me something. I thought you were paying." "Get out," said the bartender. "You're banned. I don't need your business." Anyway, 2 years later, the same man went back to the same bar and the same bartender. The bartender looked at him and said, "You're the jerk who tried to con a drink out of me, aren't you?" "Excuse me, but I have no idea what you're talking about," said the customer. "I've never been to this bar before in my life." "Sorry, my mistake," said the bartender. "You must have a double." "Hey, thanks, dude," said the customer. "Make it a Crown Royal." I don't think he got the other drink.
I don't think he did either. All right, now get ready, everybody. It's Hokey Pokey a la Shakespeare.
Okay.
Have you ever heard Hokey Pokey?
No. Well, no. I've heard Hokey Pokey. I don't know how Shakespeare does it.
Okay. Well, let's start with the original lyrics to refresh everyone's memory. You put your left foot in, your left foot out, your left foot in, and shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Now, Shakespeare style. "Oh, proud left foot that ventures quick within, then soon upon a backward journey lith. Anon, once more the gesture, then begin. Command sinistral pedestal to writhe. Commence thou then the fervid hokey pokey. A mad gyration, hips in wanton swirl, to spin, a wild release from heaven's yoke. Blessed dervish, surely canst go, girl. The hoke, the poke, banish now thy doubt. Verily, I say, 'tis what it's all about."
I think I like the original Hokey Pokey. It kind of flows off the tongue a little bit better than Shakespeare doing it, I guess.
I thought that was very amusing. I don't know who did that, but they were very clever.
So I was at a car dealership a while ago when a large motorhome was towed into the garage. The front of the vehicle was in dire need of repair, and the whole thing generally looked like an extra in the Twister movie. I asked the manager what had happened. He told me that the driver had set the cruise control and then went in the back to make a sandwich. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, hey, let's hope not.
Thanks for tuning in to this great radio station. Keep listening for more of the good stuff.